on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Kame Hu Merube. Let us just refresh our memory. Let us see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Lamed Hay. Reishit Agay. The Mishnah Reishit gave me Neg Ela Berechelei and Neg Ela Bemerube. There's no use if you have a multitude of things. The Kamel Merube, a Shame Oimrim, Shteira Chelei, Shemema Yechaye Ish, Eglas Boso, a Shtei Tain. Well, when it says Tain, we have also Shtei Tain for that, because Reishit gave Tain Chon, two is sufficient. The Beisil Oimrim, Hameish, Shemema Hameish Tain Asuya. Let's go back to Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. Kamehi Merube. Kamehu Merube. The Gemara says, Bishloi Melebei Shamei, Talti Nami Ikrufei, so in the folk of Shpeitzai, Ola Lebei Tulu, my time is. What is the time of Bei Tulu? Where does it say in the Pesach, Hamesh Tzai Nasiyas, where the Merume is Reishit again? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Kro Asuyei, She'oisei Beis Mitzvah. Now if you'll have Chamesh Tzayim, now you'll have an opportunity to do two mitzvahs. Reishit Hagei, U'matonei. I mean, till now, Kozman, you don't have five times, you can only do one mitzvah. Matane, now you can do two mitzvahs. So here we have that there's in the Chadash two mitzvahs of Chamesh Tain. That mitzvah is Reishis Hagei. So the Gemara says, how do you know that the two mitzvahs are Matane and Reishis Hagei? Ema b'chayro matanot. Maybe it means that we'll have two mitzvot b'chayro matanot. No, it says b'chayro chodah milay mechayro. If you have one fair, you have one show, you also chayiv the b'chayro. And the Melech Nehir says that you need a number of chamesh to make two chiyuvim, so kocha is being mechadish reishis agay. And the time may, so the Gemara asks, matonis chode milay mechayv. By matonis also, one is mechuy. The pasuk says that the chiyuv of two chiyuvim with five. It's not true. Oman Chiyuv is already chal by one already. And here it says, Chomesh Tzayim Asuyei, that you need five Tzayim to make five Chiyuvim. Let us see Rashi. Mishlem Bilabai Shammai, Ashtichim, Talti Dikri Nami Tzayim, or Shtei Tzayim, Wilka ain't at the Yochel Leitzion Mechlau Chiyot. So the Torah that Reishis gave Tzayim from, we see that Shtei Tzayim are called Tzayim, so the Chiyot Reishis are gave by Shtei Tzayim. Another says the Mekir of a full elite, Chomesh Tzayim Asuyot. Lishni Yisera Kadosh, Mai Asuyot, She'oisoi Shtei mitzvahs, Chomesh Tzayim, create two mitzvahs, Reishis Agei, and Matonis. V'chol kama v'lehavi chomesh, Kozman, you don't have five tzayim, v'havi nogibu elechoda, only have one mitzvah, Matonis l'chubayu. And now that you have five, now you have two mitzvahs, Reishis Agei. So the Gemara says, how do you know, comes to be Marva Reishis Agei. maybe it comes to be marbe b'chayre. But it says, please, also b'chayre, chada milay m'chayre. You're b'chuyiv the mitzvah of b'chayre by baubam b'hem. Al kocha, kitola rachmana b'chameish. If the Torah said that a mitzvah is nischadish with the number of five, they should against the Torah, because b'chayre you don't need five. V'le taimeich, matan is name chode milay mechayva. Ishtakach, v'betarti, ובחובה נאמה איקו שתי מצוות בחורה ומתנית. Now the lesson is very difficult to understand. לולי במסתפינה, I think to make a stickle הגו עם רשי, ולתמך מתונס נאמה חובה מילוי מחייבה, השתקה תמתי בחובה נאמה איקו. So, Matan is also Ishtakach Tamsi, two mitzvahs, B'chot Enam Ik, you don't need five times to make two mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvahs, B'chayra U'matanit. So, Memele, how could you say, the Pesach is telling us, well, you need five times to make two mitzvahs and choose it. With one sign, you can make two mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah of Matanis and the mitzvah of Bechayra. The last element, the highest is Achimidrish. Well, the last element, the highest is Achimidrish. That what that Asuyas is coming to tell us that you need two signs to make five mitzvahs. This is not, five signs to make two mitzvahs. Because with one sign you can also make two mitzvahs. Aha, like a lame ma'asuye, shalish mitzvahs. Oh, that's practical. But with five signs you'll have three mitzvahs. You'll have, that means with one sign you have two mitzvahs of b'chayre matanis, and with five signs you'll have three mitzvahs. Vahechi Mashma, so Rashi says, how could you derive from Asuyoi three mitzvahs? Miet Asuyoi Shtayim Havim. So that means it says, with five you have two mitzvahs. Oisoi, they make two mitzvahs. So two mitzvahs, you don't need five to make two mitzvahs. So that Rosh is not a good Rosh. But the Gemara says, Ella Omar Rav Ashi, the Rosh of Asuyoi, not Oisoi Beis Mitzvot, nor Asuyoi Shema Asoi of Baalehem, their Mechayev, the Baalim, the Oimris Loi, Kum Asai Mitzvot. So Asuyoi is not a Rosh in Rabin, no, it's a loshen shema'asai, it's not a numerous mitzvah. No, shema'asai es baleim. They force with their mechazish and the baleim a mitzvah. Va'im reisloi kum asai mitzvah. They tell the baleim, come and do a mitzvah. Asuyeis shema'asai es baleim. Le mitzvah chadosha. The ma'asa, the bailam, to do a new mitzvah. Shaloi hoya mitzvah Allah b'poches mikem. It wasn't mitzvah in this mitzvah when there were less than 5 cents. And al kocha cheshit hagei, b'chid b'chay. Mash memeru b'dilo b'chayrem, b'chid b'chay usher apalachat, chematonis yusherim seh, v'al kocha. Which mitzvah becomes nischadish after five? It's the mitzvah of reishis again. Now, I'd like to say a little ha'ore. The gilui, according to the maskonis of the Gemara, Sondern das Baal Zoin, Shema Asol auf Baalohem. Rashi Zoll, Le Mitzwa Chaboshe, Shlohelle, Metzuba Olof, Bopochus, Mikan. Perhaps we can make a stickle deal Rab Chaim, in Polik Yod Halachi Yabal of Melissus Bekuhin, differentiates between Chiyot of Kala and the Chiyot of Roshus Agay. And so, the Chiyot of Akroshus Kala is, since Kala is Tevela, Tavel before Yemapush Kala. So, the Isa, the Chatsa of Isa is Mechayim to be Mapush Kala. That means the Sibis Achiyam is the Chatsa. You have Tavel, the Mashir Kedar is also there. So that becomes Tavel, and that's Mechayim to Akroshus. And so, by Roshus Agay, there's no chiyu whatsoever mitat the gaze. Not the gaze you have five times. So the giza of five times is mechayev to be matu. Ein kan chiyu veklal ala chetzu shala giza. Not that the five gizas are mechayev, but the giza eight times Mishayev HaBailam. There's a Chiyuv on the Bailam. That means that when the Bailam is gozes five times, he's Mechuyev to give from his, but not when he was gozes to give Reishis HaGoz. But not the Chepses Mechayev, no, the Maitik Zizah puts a Chiyuv on the Gavra. That's what Rav Chaim wants to say. Perhaps later we'll see, maybe perhaps a shtickle raya from Facebook. Not like that. But Al Kaponim, it's a chiyuv on the goyzes, litain, the goyzes, five times, you're mechuyev to give reishus again. But not that the cheft is a mechayev. So could be there's a difference between the havamin of the Gemara and the maskana of the Gemara and the drash. The Haramin of the Gemara held Asuyois, so the Gemara and the Supshat Shoisois bays mitzvah. But the Gemara wants to say five times make two mitzvahs. Make Matone and Reishus Agay. So according to the Haramin, Lechayre, there it's a din just like Lechayre. Lechayre is different than the chepse is the mechayev. The chepse of the bechayev is mechayev. By matonis, the chepse is mechayev. If you had, that's mechayev to give matonis. So, oisois, beis mitzvahs could be in the havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to learn out Reishus Agay, so perhaps it would be such a inyan that the chepse is mechayev afroshes days. But the Gemara in the Maskana, the Gemara says shema'asos es baileim. The Gemara doesn't speak about the chepse. The Gemara says five times a mechayev the pilot to give. So there could be the tzedin and the gavre. That's why there's a pesachini alosha. Shemase says, "Falaim le mitzvah chadosh for mitzvah olav b'pachas mikay." We're speaking about the bailam, not speaking about the time. That means a disease of five. If you were going for five times, you mechuyev to give reishis again, but not that the giza is a mechayev. Perhaps that you serve a little better the lashon shemase as bailayim, but oyim reish loy. Kum asay mitzvah. Tanya, the way Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, Tanya, the way Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yossi, Yoyimah Mishamavuk. Yishmael said b'shem Ovid Rabbi Yossi, Arba, at the Chiv of Reishus Agayis, is Arba, Shanema, Va'arba, Tzayim, Tachal, Tachal. You see, it says, Tain, and the Pasuk says Alba Tain, so say Alba Tain. Tanya Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says, now this is very interesting. We hear here the Baal Rishita. Beishamai said, Shteik Tain, and brought a Pasuk in Eos, and Beitulu said, Chomesh Tain, brought a Pasuk in Shmuel, and Rabbi Yossi said, Alba said, brought a Pasuk in Chomesh, brought a Pasuk in Chomesh. Tanya Omar Rabbi. The Rabbi said, "Il molei divrayim divrei teire." If it would have been the opposite, if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would have brought a raya from Pesukim, the divrei berivi kabbalah, and Rabbi Yossi, who was a gadol ador, would have brought a raya from a pasuk the divrei kabbalah. So for Essen, Giluyakra, Lachaira, they have better Giluyim, because you're learning out Divrei Torah, Mi Divrei Torah. Afal Pikein, Anan Divrei Berivi Shaimin, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. We'll see in Rashi, because Rabbi Yossi is a Machia. That means I have here two Shittes, Beshami says two times, Beshami says five times, and Rabbi Yossi sold four times to his machia ben Beishami Beishu. The Chosh came. So we would go both of the machia Apulu if the machia saying Apulu to Dimre Midimre Kabbalah. The Chosh came in about the Gevir, but it's not the way. She Dibrayim, Dimre Kabbalah. Okay, they're bringing Rayas from Psukim, Dimre Kabbalah. The Divrei Peribi, Divrei Torah, and the Machia, Rabbi Yossi, the Gadol Ador, is bringing a Rai from the Pasuk of the Torah, so if I care, so there's another Svarim to say that he's right, because number one, he's a Machia, and number two, Tichon Mestava, if you want to find a Giloy Yatro, what the Tauch Tzoyn is, from the Lamed and Divrei Torah, and Divrei Torah. So the Gemara asks from Rabbi, Omar Mar Ein Achro Shlishis Machat, but Achro of a third daya, of a third opinion, is not called a Machia. And we'll see in Rashi, but that what Rabbi Yossi said for is a third opinion. It's not Beishamai, it's not Beishilu, it's a third opinion. And there was another reason for Paskin like Rabbi Yechon, Mipi Shmua Amra, Mipi Chagai, Zecharia, and Allah. But Rabbi Yechon said this over this lima from the Seira, from Chagai, Zecharia, and Allah, so that's why we should listen to, we should Paskin like Rabbi Yechon, that the Shir is poor because it's coming with a Messiah. Let us see Rashi. Tanya Omar Rabbi Gassin, Divrei Berivi, Shoyegogo Bebeire, Tanmulon Rabbi Yossi, Nemuki Imai. Anan Divrei Berivi, Shoyinen, Tepalko Bait, Tepugnora Hel, why did Rabbi say that we should pass him like Rabbi Yossi? Neshu Machia Beinei, he's a Machia between the two extremes. Rechamesh kebeiselet, lo ishtayim kebeishamah. Teiras Moshe, kruye teira, mishe nitna teira ubeiret, the teira was given, it's called the heira le teira, that's called teira, the heira le teira. Mishel nabiyim, lekori ala kabola, shekiblu meiruach hakoidish kol nebuah nebuah, or in the Kabbal Baruach HaKadosh Deir Nebuah, Lepi Tzorech HaShor Bahadur Bahamait. It's not called Tzorech because it's not Limud Ledeirech. So, the Chayra Nachlusa of Takashi, the Gemara says, when the Pasuk Megillah, Nebuah Shehutzachu Ledeirech Nichtavah, And there were many Nevi'im to plant the Eitha Mitzrayim when Nevu'ah said, Hutzichol HaTorah is Nishtara. So that's Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph. But Rashi says over there, Lumay Tshuva Oy Heira. That means the Etzem Nevu'ah was Zicha Niskabo L'Shah. But we can derive something from it, so that there was Nishtara. But Zicha, the Etzem Nevu'ah was Nishtara. So for that day alone, so the Chashor v'Adir b'Amay. Let's see Gemara v'Rad Rashi v'Om Amar in Acho Shlishis Macha. Rashi explains, Shezer Oymakar, Buzer Oymakar, Buzer Oymar Bar Shlishis. And the third person says a third opinion. Afula and Tzoyis is the name. Afula is the middle. The middle between the two extremes. Ein ze hecha, that's not called machia. Who goes? Kavish shel tume shen is balsav. He was talking about a barrel of wine. Shen is balsav. What she means to be the devil must be shenitma. If a barrel of wine of tume, that was tume. Now, the shaila is, between you and me, if it's a lot of Trumet Mayim, and the coin is Tzairekes, and that's the one Trumet Mayim is the same. But we have to understand that if you have a whole barrel of wine, the flavor of Yayin is Zilof, but the equal there was a certain amount of Taino, so for the Mizal of Yayin of Abihaish, the Gudreya, and but the Etzen is mutter for a coin. But we have to understand that if you have a whole barrel of wine, and you don't know, will be Mizalev an ounce a day, this is Zicha Olu that a cola can come about, because you have a whole barrel of wine, and someone will normally make a lechayim, and there's the barrel in front of you, so it's Olu that a color will come about. So we hear here a machlekes beishami and bishami. Probably shall tumish and yisal. Beishami oima bishopas apur. But to fill everything out. It's too dangerous. Even though we do not smell it. The mice of our Ibra tumish. But listen, this is too dangerous. It's a shash to color. You fill it out. Beishil oimrim. They also zilof, not make zilof, you use it each day for zilof, and so you use it up. Omar abishmar barabiyosi, ami achiyah, ha'avi machiyah. This order, if this barrel is in this order, so you won't in this order, you're not mezalot. This order is an open place, you're only mezalot in the year, v'ayah. From a male, you're not going to be in the Zalat in the Sodah until you bring it to the city, but too great a Kakola. So this are the Tishat of Hakur. There's like a Shami is like, you have to fill it out. Too dangerous. Bibai is, if it's in the Bai, they are to Zulu. Amrulai Enacho Shlishis Nacha. So they told Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi, you're a third opinion. We'll see soon Rashi explains, that means this chilek between Bayit and Sada, not by Shammai Heldon, and not by Hillel Heldon. You're coming with a new opinion that there's a shash takola b'Sada, there's no shash takola b'Bayit. Fine, but that's a third opinion, that's not called a machia. Raheiki havi hacho, Rashi says, when is it considered a hacho? For when Nahi the Kule Matloni is the Banam of Lit. Maviva Shmatis, which are not too usable. And the Shaila is if they have a Peres Begid or not. Or they're not, they don't have a Cheshibu. Is Rabbeleza Omer Bein Min Amucham, Bein Shaloi Min Amucham, Tomei. Rabbi Leza holds that even if they were put away, the Shaila's what's called Minamuchan is, while they were put away to be used by they were thrown away, Tumah. It's Mekabel Tumah. So whatever has to move, it's Tumah for those. Whether it's Mekabel Tumah. Aber Yeshua immer bei den Amuchen, bei den Shalom in Amuchen. No, it doesn't have it. It's too late, not plenty, it's not, it doesn't have a real shimmish. So it, even though he's making it, it doesn't give it a shimmish of a day. Aber Kiba immer, bin Amuchen von Menschen, bin Amuchen von Menschen. Aber am Jochen und Allah, am Mokken, schaffe Meister, Schneien, Tolkien, Achab Machi, Allah, ist der Dibri am Machi. Alme, der Rashi sagt, der Wavne, Kovi, Kapsor. Heute ist der Golo, Batei, Tamin, Zai Rabuki, Zai Rabbi Yeshua, wo ne Galo, Bav, der Schaus, der Flügel, beim Mokken, der Schäme, Mimmel. Tamin, they both understood that there's a greater Worden. Mochen ze bij me kabel komen, ene mochen ze niet bij me kabel komen. Dus zij zegt, ach, wat ik ken dit van een verlaten, leuk al die, ze moeten gewoon te klanschen. Maar ook daar aan bekijken, we nog een schilder verdoven. Abba Achro, dat means from both of these from knowing, we see that there is a greater sort of in the time of in a mochen, not in the time of bijna in a mochen. Dat is een Well, not like that. There's such a concept of Achor, Shechiyah b'muchan for Rabbi Leiter, and Nimsu, Shnayim b'tamen b'muchan. Amishua Yochid, Metayah. Amishayne muchan, he was Machiyah for Rabbi Yeshua, Amishnayim Metayah, Shayne muchan. So that is called a Machiyah. That means both themselves recognize that there is a difference in Svara between Muchan and Eile Muchan, but for Pekin, they didn't differentiate. But since, so it's considered the two different siddings, so Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Leza by one, and Rabbi Shub the other one, that's called, so you have two against one. Aber da bi khobus lo gondo da tayo de shami de sulus no de shau sulus von baus way but novel self but the hilik between a baus and a sob sambo ta de shami ein and then the baus and the sob to shafa up for sulam in the baus and the sob to the hilik o ba shlishi me khalak ben the hilik ben sobul and baus hasan ein ze hakha lo gondoyan Allah Ba'af Shlish. So that's a third opinion. That means they themselves never held this amokim to be machalik and shash tafala between Abayus and Abayus. And this is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. So that's a third opinion. A third opinion is not considered a machalik. Ba'heche loshin tas moznayim hada. I think, like it's Rashi means, Hachro is a lotion shem mishtamshem boi b'kaf meznai. I mean, when you weigh over one side over the other, b'shnayim v'hu adin, I think it's missing another word, v'hu adin b'shnayim chulken. Well, in the lake it's missing two. V'shlishi v'machia ha'mishkol ke'achem mehem בכל הדבר, ובחצי הוא קובע, בחצי קובע, הוא קובע, אמרתי. אמר רב יוחנן מפי השמוע, אמרו רב יוסי, but not that we personalize רב יוסי because he is a מחיה, no, מפי השמוע, אמרו רב יוסי. הלכה עושה כבוצה, therefore the loche is like רב יוסי. And before we see the Gemara further, there's a Tosfos, the Tat Tosfos and Amud Beis, which is going on the Mishnah. Ad Shetzavai Potter. It says in the Mishnah that if you were Tzeveya, or Tzeveya, the gaze, so it's Potter. Perish becomes rich. You shouldn't be able to make Mazik, Matnis, Yoichlon, the Potter. Bachanami Geizel. That means if you're kind of bishini, or God, you're kind of bishini, so mamela the gaze belongs to you. So mamela you are kind of the gaze, so if this is mamana shavit, you are kind of the gaze. So mamela, so it's yours, and you've got to pay the shavit because Mazik matnes punesh, a yachlin bapaset mamen sha'in lay teis. Ve'im betayma, a teisiv, bin kain, maika mashmalon rab chizbot. So it comes out, even the Maslisani, it's not in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah says that a person steals racist or gays is potter to pay a coin, so that's not in this disposal, but madness is potter. So it's a pella. And the Pedish Rashi is shining the Mikhtab Yodai Pedish, Rashi first wrote a different parish on the Sakhta Sulam. He wrote Rashi wrote different Madhuris. And Rashi, Maimar Ramuzga, Amonsfeld, Rabnasorba, Eisnabel, Sefainel, Lebroche, was in the Vatican, and there they had many of the Madhuris of Rashi had written in Chas, but we don't have the previous Madhuris. And he said, oh, the Madhuris is happening. The early Madhuris of Rashi and Dikman Chas, Rashi was very modest. And Rashi can see most of faceless Rashi at the Pasha. And Rashi says, okay. That's in the early Madhuris. In the later Madhuris, Rashi was makat of the whole thing. But if they see the first Madhuri and see what Rashi was in, they should see Rashi with a few words, then the Tzaddik, the Tzaddik Kasha, without being modest, to mention the Kasha and the Tzaddik. But was the Rashi condensed it in a few words. Al-Kaponim Tzaddik had a Madhuri from Rashi that had a different shot in the Mishnah. The Perish Rashi of the Shainim, the Mikhtab Yodai Perish, instead of shot Achet Tzaddik Perish, it does not mean that the violent that they wear the racist are gay. He's taught us to pay. Now we have a cash rule for the Batarai for a prisoner. But Mazik Babasun is taught us. But Rashi said a different shot. She koidem, she gozaz chamesh ton. Before he was gozaz chamesh ton, vahainu kidei chiyu, tova ma she gozaz, shleboli de chiyu, atche tovei, that's what Rashi had learned. Rashi had learned Shat the Mishnah that you need the Giza of Chamesh Tzayim before, in order to make Achiyav of Leishis Agei, before he had Chamesh Tzayim, he died it to Mamele, so you don't have Giza of Chiyav. So that's a potter. Not potter is that he was koine the racist against his potter to pay, no, by being Seveya, the gaze before it was Mitzvah Lechiyah, so there's never Chalachiyah of racist against. If the Lechiyah is not Chalam Gaze Tavua. But have it all of Kuma. Then Rashi did not like that pshat, and Rashi saw a different pshat. Venire, some of the Zoi, the Pesach says that our Kaponim, Ahavamin of Rashi, is also Ahavamin. Meile, Nire, the Kamashmalom, Rapiz, and that's the Chiddush of Rapiz, Boom. Shloi, Meforish, Matlis, and Kapayish, and Mochat, the Kumsit. I mean, this Rashi has told us there's a different shot you could say in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is not telling us that if a person is goyzul matnas punis, potter to pay the shevet punis. In Kelaim Pshat, that the Mishnah is telling us that if he's seveya the giza before it becomes of mchamish tzayim, there's never chal achiv of reishis agoy. So in the Forish Masisna, kepeirish, shemochat to punteris, ala potter, mishim demazim matnas punis, shekomam bishim, it's of a kelp. Rav Chisda Taka learned the way Rashi Taka learned, but he came at the Kasha Maika Mashmala Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is telling us don't learn like the first Shas Marash, about the face of Sam Sufay. I'd like to mention to her Oris, that's the Mir. We mentioned at the beginning of the Shir that Rav Chaim says that the Chiyav of Reishis Agayim does not originate from the Chetzel. Not the Giza of Hei Tzoyim is Mechayev Afrosh of Reishis Agei. Melchizedek and the Gavra, Gavra's voices, eight times, is not going to give rise to the gate. But there's no chiyuv mitzad the chef. So that's what Rav Chaim says. That's the chmir, the hava min of Rashi is not like Rav Chaim, because that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi seems to be saying, you need a chefza of Giza of eight times to create a chiyuv. And if it was died before it became a Giza of eight times, so there's no chiyuv now. I mean, if the mice is the machayiv, I don't think the sphere is irrelevant. I mean, I was going to say science. So, Rashi and the Havamina was, didn't learn like Rav Chaim. Then let's just mention one more on the Eskim Kasha of Tosfos. But, the Tosfos says from Rashi, what is the Chiddush of Rav Chisbo? We could learn. In the Mishnah we see that after Tovei Tosho there's no seal of Geis HaMatnes Kehuna, so the Chayshin Yeshua says, we could learn Shat, the Mishnah, Tosho means your Tosho to give the Geis of Mechuyis to pay. That means Yirtak HaKayna Al Shinus, when you Mechuyis to pay the Tam. That means without the Chiddush of Rav Chisda, there's a Chiyus HaShunus, like a Mazik, you're a Mazik to Matnes Kehuna, but you pay Donet for it. So I could learn Shat the Mishnah Pasa, your Pasa, to give the Gita, but you have to pay money. And Rav Chisda was Machadish, that the Kelt is not here, the Shlumin either. What's the Gemara of Aita? Rav Daisi, the Makinah, now let us again see the Mishnah to refresh our memory. We have here a Machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Dais, and after Beisila said, Chameish Tzoyna Tzoyos. Fine. Rabbi Dais, Ben Akines, Oima, Chameish Recheilois, Voisezois, Mone, Utras, Hayobis, Pareishis, Hagel. Rabbi Dais said that each Rachel should be Goises, Mone, Utras. That means each Rachel is your guys is from each vocal a money and a hair. So that means that the gziza of all five rechelas is the seven and a half money. That is Shitas Rav Daisa. Vachachamim oimrem chamesh rechelos gezezeis kosher. You don't need that each rachel should be gezes a mon and a half. Well, and all of them are seven and a half money. But no, it's the chamish cheres of gezes a kol shehen. Now, what the kol shehen is, we'll see in the Gemara different days. I guess let's learn one more shure, the kama, nice and light. So, till now we're speaking about how much gita is necessary to be nigzai. Now the Kama Naisen Loi Mishkal Chamesh Loi Yehuda, and give a Mishkal of Chamesh Loi. Thus, the Gemara. The Kama Kol Shein, the Chachamim Achayla Karab Daisa, they say you don't need so much Giza. 7.5 months. The Kama Kol Shein, Amarav Mone Uprat, that you need from all five recheilos, that the giza of all five recheilos should add up to a mon and a half. I mean, one that's a fifth of what Rav Daisa said. Obovaz she yehu mechumash. But we need, as true that all five recheilos, the giza should add up to a mon and a half, but each Rachel should be a fifth of a mana in the head. They should add up, there should be a minimum amount of each Rachel, a fifth of a mana in the head. Now let us see Rashi. At Rashi, mana uprat, achamisha kulam. That's where Rav Daisa says each Rachel has to have a giza of a mana uprat. Now all five add up to a mana uprat. Shem uchumoshe, lachol, achas mehem, Rashi says, on each machos, for how much Giza was there from each machos, Shiva Sloy Machatu. That each rocho was 7.5 Sloy. Havalu Kulu Manopa. So, we multiply 7.5 Sloy by 5, it comes out to 1.5 a month. Now, I should going to explain the mathematics. Shahamone Meyazu. 1 mone is 100 zoos. Esen Mechamisha Sloy. 1 mone is 25 Sloy. So now, so let's go in Sloy. Well, how many Sloy are there in 5? And a mone and a half. A mone and a half. So if there's 25 sloim in a money, so there's 12.5 sloim in a half a money, so altogether it's 37.5 sloim. So altogether it's 37.5 equals 7.5. So that's the svara of Rav. So Rav says that he needs to coming hold that all five times, the Giza from all five times, should come out to 37.5 sloim, the weight of 37.5 sloim, and then each hustle should come in and have a Giza of at least 7.5 sloim. That she says that. Shmuel Amar Shishim. Shmuel said that altogether, from all five chaylos, we need Shishim Sloim, not 37.5. We need 60 Sloim. The Naisen Sela Achas Lokayim. Now, Shmuel tells us how much has to be given to the Kohen. The weight of one seller has to be given to the Kohen. Now, we'll see the Gemara going to ask Akasha, if Shmuel telling us his opinion, how much has to be given to the Kohen. So, I mean, the Mishnah says, the common nice and nice, Mishkal Chomesh Sloim. The Mishnah says you give five Sloim. And here Shmuel says you give one seller. Rabbi Baba Chomer Omar Rabbi Yochanan Sheish. If there are 6 loin in the Giza, Lekoyen Chamisha. So you give to the Koyen 5, the Echot loin. Amir the Kizah. Rabbi Baba Chomer said that the Giza was equivalent for a very small amount of Giza. There was 6 sloim of Giza, so you give 5 sloim to the coin, and you're left over with months. Some is very misabo when Kairach was being mekatzig on Aaron and Moshe about the matnas kune, so misabo that this would be Baba Baba Chanan Rabbi Yechanan is a very good hitra. You hear, you have 6 loim of geis, 5 you give to the kohen, you keep one. That was his talk. If he'll become very good, you see the rates will be changed. Anyway, Ula Omar Rabbi Loza Kol Shehen Shemim. Ula said B'Shem Rabbi Loza, whatever the amount of the Giza from all five stern, from all five stern is irrelevant. There's no, Rav said you have to have it 37.5 sloim, and Shmuel said you need 60 sloim. He said, no, whatever it is, he didn't tell us how much you give to the queen, but there's no set amount of how much gaze there has to be in order to be chayav and gracious. That's the Gemara. Now, we learned from the Mishnah, V'kama noisen lein, nishkal chamish lein diya. The Mishnah says clearly how much should be given to the goat. Shemeses lein the goat. The Moshe says, Mish lein the Rav. Rav didn't say anything how much he gives to the goat. Rav just said how much evil you need. But the Rav, the Rabbi Yochanan, and Yochanan said that he will give 6 lein of beef and give 5 to the goat. So Micha, at the Punim, they both can stream with the Mishnah. Rav didn't say anything, so we don't have to make any problem. And then Yechanan said, Chamish Loi, Chayim Chamisha. Ella L'Shmur, Shmur said, we give one fellow to the Kohen. But Abulazar said, the whole Giza is a Kohen, whatever it is. So you don't give Chamish Loi to the Kohen. But there's no set amount of Giza B'chlau that is necessary to Mechayim Reishis again. So we have Akasha and Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar. Fragt der Gemara, will it time make or the Rav miniche? Rav is good. But Rav is Shmuel, the Omri Tavayu, Rav is Shmuel said, Reishis Ageis B'shishim. That Reishis Ageis is 1/60th of the Geis. Whatever the Geis was, you give 1/60th. So now, according to Shmuel, Fakat Shmuel is very good. Shmuel said the amount of geis has to be 60 sloim, and he says you give one sela to the kohen. So that's what he holds. According to Rav, he says the amount of geis is 37.5 sloim. So see, so come out, so be 0.6 1/4 of a sela to give to the Kohen, which is not 5 sloim, what it says in the Mishnah. So Memele, so Rav Shmuel Domei Tavai Reishis Ageis B'shishim, 1/60th of whatever the amount was. So the Gemara says, no, this, so what do you do with the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Ha'itma lo, v'ahi Rav Shmuel Domei Tavayu, that they're speaking about a certain case, and that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. Be Yisroel sheyesh loy gizin harbei askina. The Mishnah is speaking about a yid that has a lot of giza. That means you give 1/60th. Now, 1/60th of the minimum amount is not too much. But if you have thousands and thousands of chelim, so then, come out, there's a lot to give. So then, they said, the Mishnah is telling us, Umavakesh litna lakaim, he wants to give everything away to Kahanim, a lot of Kahanim, v'omri, v'omrina lei, so we tell him, kol chad v'chad lei tebotzalei mechamisha sloim. That means, you can give to a lot of kaim, but make sure that there should be a nesina chashuvah. That means if you're capable of making a nesina chashuvah, make a nesina chashuvah. If the amount of giza that you have, you cannot make, the minimum amount is 1/60th. So if the amount of giza that you have, it's impossible to make a nesina chashuvah, so finish. So there's nothing but to talk about. So there's no chiv nesina on you. But if you have a lot of giza, then you should make sure that each kohen should at least acquire chamish shekelim. Let us see Rashi. Shishim shloim v'naisin selam am lakoyin l'kami pochlem esnisam b'ichnei m'sheish shloim ha b'kol shehem. Pite mem chamish shloim k'desnam m'sisam b'echaloi b'afilein gzuzayis. Vafilu in geizes is elav sloim. Afilu ye geizes elav sloim. Sagunami b'chamisha sloim l'koim. That's the shir. You have 6 sloim. You have 1,000 sloim. You give 5 sloim to the koim. That's it. Kol shein tnan. Vafilu in geizes kulin ala sela echot. You give from that reishis hageiz. He doesn't speak about how much is given to the kain. He doesn't say anything, so could be he stems with the Mishnah. If the amount of Giza was kosher, so you can't give Heisloim to the kain. So Moses says, he himself said that he and Shmuel said the shir of Reishis Geis is 1/60. But even the Omar Shiva Ushloishim Sloim Bechatzi Chayom Bereishis Geis, he himself said that the Chiyuv of Reishis Geis was said if there's 37.5 Sloim in Chamisha Chelus Bo. So now you're 60th. Say mehem, so now let's figure out a 60th of 37.5. Chelek samech moti l'shloishim shloim chatzi sela. If you take a 60th of 30 sloim, so it's 5/10 of a sela. U'l'shiva sloim, and now you have 37, v'chatzi dova mu'et. It's 1/10 and a quarter. You'll say that we're speaking about a mona of memsloim. So if you have a mona of memsloim, so 1/60 is one seller. So Moses says, no, that what pshat the mission is that you give 5 slomit, maralot claim a loyalam reishes agayz bishish, bein rav lamat. Whatever the geese is, it's 1/60 of that. A 1/60 will be able to be given out to many kahanim. He wants to give it to a lot of kahanim. Kol chad v'chad koin leitibot zalei mechamisha sloi. So we tell him that make sure that each kohen should at least get chamisha slaim. Toil v'yesh loy litain, you have the capabilities of giving bein nesin ruya l'chol kohen. So we need a nesin ruya k'dil kamom v'heicha de goyz zeis ma'at sagilei b'shishim. So it seems there's a din of a nesin ruya. And if you can't make a nesin ruya, you give a 60th. Yesh l'shaynais acherim ve'ein bahem mamish. So Rashi says, we'll not talk about them. So, finished. Zok the Gemara Baita. Gufa. Now we're going to mention this member of Rav Shmuel. Gufa Rav Shmuel d'omri tavayu reishis ageiz b'shishim. But after that member we have 1/60 of the Giza you give to the guy. Truma b'shishim. Truma you give a 60th. Peya b'shishim. Fine. So Rav Shmuel said by Truma, by Geishas HaGeiz, and by Peya you give 1/60. Frek the Gemara. Truma b'shishim. That's what Rav Shmuel said. That's how much you give to the Kohen. But man. Trume Ayin Yofa Echad Mer Boim. Yeah, Ayin Yofa gives a 40th. That's an Ayin Ro to give a 60th. They're telling us, they're saying, Alochi, Trume, you give a 60th. So the Gemara says as follows. Deraise Bishishim. That's, they're just saying, Mina Teure, the minimum shear is a 60th. The Rabbonon Bar Boim. Min Rabbonon, you should give a 9 yof, you should give 40, a 1/40. Fregte Gemore, die Reise b'shishim. Die Reise, you have to give a 60th. V'omar Shmuel, chita achas, peiteres esakri. Shmuel says, you don't have a one chita, peiteres esakri.
I'd like to stop here with the kasha and say over a kasha I had on the Tosfos Rit. Then Baruch Hashem, I saw the Nachlei Dvash also asked this kasha on the Tosfos Rit. He blames by a kasha, so the Bible will say over the kasha. There's a meiridike Tosfos Rit in Chulin, in Kedushin, Dafnun Chesamid Beis. There, this memra of Shmuel is brought down, Chita Achas Paiteres HaSakri. Makshin. So that the Tosfos Rit, the Welt fragt Akashe, for Titein Loi Ksiv, it says, Titein Loi, Ni Obeinin Kedei Nesine. You have to give him something. Chita Achas Paiteres HaSakri. You have to give him a Nesine Chshuve. Venira Li Letaretz. This is a Tosfos Rit Akashe. He says, Chitachas Peteres HaKri, Nira Nesine. The Bevadai Mitzvah Liten Loi Dovo Choshev. There's a mitzvah to give him a Dovo Choshev. Titen Loi, you have to give him. You don't give him a Chita. Aval Af Al Pi Shem Mitzvosai Bekach, that's the mitzvah, Im Einoi Reutze Lekayim Mitzvah Zu. What if he doesn't want to be Mekayim the mitzvah? There are mitzvahs which not everyone is mekayim. He doesn't want to be mekayim to mitzvah. V'toram chita achas mikol akri. He was toram one chita. Niskan, so the kri, it's not tevel anymore. V'yotza midei tivloi. Elo shleikayim mitzvahs nesin. Zukta Eilike Tosfos Rit, and asked me to bring down a new debut, they said also the Shtik Teure, that is two dinim, so the Tosfos Rit says, there's two dinim. There's a din Tikkun Akri, Chita Achas Poiteres HaSakri. It's Tevel, you take one Chita, finished. It's not Tevel, it's Chulin. This is Truma, and the rest is Chulin. Fine. But I got news for you, Rabid. There's a mitzvah of Nesine. You want Mekayim mitzvahs Nesine. You want Mekayim mitzvahs Nesine. Mitzvahs Nesine, they give a double choshev. Thus, and it would seem that that's a deraisa they could in. There's a mitzvah, but you want battle. There's two mitzvahs. The mitzvahs to Tafrosh and the mitzvahs Nesine. So Memele, so Lechoyre, the Gemara asks Akashe, the Gemara wanted to say like this. The Gemara wanted to say, what Rav Shmuel says, the 60th, that's Mina Teire. The Reise, Bishishem, the Rabbonon, Barboy. That means that so Lechere, the Gemara is saying, let's learn the Gemara Lamdish, Mina Teire, the Mitzvahs Nesine is a Shishem. That's a Shir. That's also called Nesine Chshuvasek. The Rabbonon, Baboy, Materif, but the Rabbon, you have to give him more Choshevish. So the Gemara says, Tichayse Bishishim, Vama Shmuel Chitachas Peiteres HaSakri. So what's from the Gemara's Kasha and Shuldik? I am Betoysus Rit Bekedushim Betim Sanachas. That's not Kasha. Shmuel is not talking about Mitzvahs Nesine. Shmuel is talking about the Din Tikkun Akri. There's a mitzvah sin also, and they said in our Torah the mitzvah sin is b'shishim, and that should be the rabbon, and the mitzvah sin is barboy. So lechere, this is lechere akashe on the Tosfos Rit, but let us just see the Rashi's on this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi, v'tanya ein yofa echen maboy. Eichi rav shmul ein ro nokti shirai, they say apsan ein ro dikishir. Mishani di reise bishishim. Mi de reise sagile bishishim. Vahayne diktoni ein rochen bishishim. That means he wants to do only what it says in the Torah. He doesn't want to do more than that. He wants to get away with the minimum shir. So that's bishishim. Rav shmul shiure di reise osalashminim. Ubi yecheskel remise. In this shir of 160 is merumes in yecheskel. It says, Vishishis ha'efa mi'chaymer ha'chitim. You should give a sixth of an efa from a chaymer of chitim. Vishishis ha'efa mi'chaymer ha'soyim. It's not Rashi says, let's just understand the same shot in the post. A chaymer is lamed soyim. From lamed soyim, you should give a sixth of an efa. An efa is sholesh soyim. one eifer is three so. Shtushelo, so a sixth of three so is chatzi so. It's a half a so. So the pasuk says we should give a half a so from 30 so. Shetoytzi chatzi so trume mishloishim, ayachon mishishim. The rabbonon meyarbo meyarboi. Also rabbonon. The betikon the neyev ayin yofe barboim. Obein in nisbech hamish. And also the gemara mantel says. Someone says, what? You're saying that min ha-toyre you need 1/60th? Va'omar shmul chita achas pei teres ha-sakri. Reish is the goncho. So that's the Gemara's kashus. How could you say that they're saying that the rice of the kashir, that the rice of the kashir is achita achas?